This is the International Christian Herald Podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. According to the Christian Post, China's state-approved churches that were forced to close due to coronavirus are only permitted to reopen if they praise the Chinese Communist Party in sermons and extol President Xi Jinping, according to a new report. Religious Liberty magazine Bitter Winter reports that the Religious Affairs Bureau of Zhenzhou, the capital of the province of Henan, released in mid-June a list of 42 prerequisites for churches that sought to reopen. Among the requirements, churches were ordered to intensify patriotic education and study China's religious policies, Bitter Winter reported. Additionally, churches were ordered to promote the four requirements, a nationwide campaign launched in 2018 to promote the sinicization of religion. The campaign involves requiring religious communities to ritually raise the national flag, promoting the Chinese constitution and laws, core socialist values, and China's excellent traditional culture. Churches that refused to comply with the CCP's demands were not permitted to reopen. In Henan, one church was not allowed to reopen because officials didn't approve the pastor's sermons. According to United Methodist News, Kenya's ban on large faith gatherings to slow the spread of the coronavirus is not preventing church leaders from spreading the gospel. With gatherings of more than 100 prohibited, pastors at rural Direkho United Methodist Church pondered whether to prepare and preach sermons into a camera in an empty sanctuary. Considering only 1 out of 10 church members is able to access live stream services, according to the Reverend Rosemary Isarin, they decided against it. Instead, Isarin chose to take worship door to door. Every Sunday, Isarin hits the road, delivering her sermons to scores of people in their village homes, and she said she relishes the reception she has received. The services offer an atmosphere of hope, she said, as Kenya attempts to contain the coronavirus. There have been 11,673 confirmed coronavirus cases and at least 217 deaths, according to the latest Johns Hopkins University data. According to the Christian Post, a cardinal serving in Lebanon said churches have a duty to help Beirut, which he described as a devastated city, after a massive explosion at its port killed at least 145 people and injured 5,000. Beirut is a devastated city. A catastrophe struck there because of the mysterious explosion which occurred in its port, Cardinal Bekara Boutros Rai, Maronite Patriot of Antioch, said Wednesday in a statement released by the Catholic Telegraph. The church, which has set up a relief network throughout Lebanese territory, today finds itself faced with a new great duty, which it is unable to assume on its own, he added. Rai called the devastation of the explosion a war scene without war, adding that there was desolation in all its streets, neighborhoods, and houses. The church stands in solidarity with the afflicted, the families of the victims, the wounded, and the displaced that it is ready to welcome in its institutions, he continued. According to Assist News, Christian Solidarity Worldwide is calling on the Mexican government to renew investigations into the abduction of Protestant pastor Aaron Mendez Ruiz and his co-worker Alfredo Castillo de Luna on the first anniversary of their forcible disappearance from the migrant shelter where they worked in Nuevo Laredo on the U.S.-Mexico border. According to CWS, Pastor Mendez Ruiz and Mr. Castillo de Luna were kidnapped from the AMAR migrant shelter where they worked on August 3, 2019, after the pastor blocked an attempt by an organized criminal group to kidnap Cuban asylum seekers from the shelter. The two men have not been seen or heard from since. In October 2019, the Inter-American Human Rights Commission, CIDH, issued a call to the Mexican government to detail what measures it has taken to determine the whereabouts or destination of the two men, to protect the families of the victims, and report the progress of the investigations of the facts. Despite this, there has been no progress in the investigation, and no perpetrators have been held to account. According to the Christian Post, 14 members of a Baptist church in the Kogi state of Nigeria were reportedly killed during a raid by suspected Fulani radicals last week. Residents have since fled the area as farming communities in Nigeria's Middle Belt continue to be targeted, as alleged genocide has reportedly claimed the lives of more than 1,400 Christians in Nigeria this year. The attack last Wednesday is the latest reported massacre of Christians in Nigeria. Kogi State Command Commissioner of Police Eddie Ayuba told the non-profit persecution news outlet Morning Star News that an attack was carried out in the Agbadu Daruwana area of the Kogi State around 2 a.m. on July 29th. Ayuba explained that killed in the incident were 13 members of one family, leaving only one surviving member. The survivor lost his wife, mother, all of his children, and the rest of his extended family, including an aunt, uncle, and sister-in-law. According to the Christian Post, the head of a religious sect that had thousands of coronavirus cases in North Korea has been arrested for allegedly hiding information about the pandemic at his church. Lee Man-hee, the 88-year-old head of the Shinshyeonji Church of Jesus, was arrested on Saturday by South Korean authorities following an investigation. Authorities believe that Lee withheld vital information about his church members' presence at public gatherings after being infected with the coronavirus. He's also accused of holding unapproved religious gatherings and embezzling the equivalent of $4.7 million, according to the British Broadcasting Corporation. Both Lee and his church have argued that he is innocent of wrongdoing, with the hiding of information being more about respecting the privacy rights of the sect's membership. According to the Christian Post, a United States-based Christian charity has provided microloans to help Christian families in Egypt launch businesses or bolster their already existing ones, as the combination of religious persecution and coronavirus has reportedly led to an 80% unemployment rate among Christians in Upper Egypt. International Christian Concern, a nonprofit that runs several initiatives to assist persecuted Christians worldwide, developed the microloan program that is benefiting the lives of 52 Christians in Egypt through 13 different loans as part of its Hope House program. Traditionally, the Hope House program has focused on providing educational tutoring and child welfare to Christian children in Egypt, where Christians contend they are essentially treated as third-class citizens. But with the economic impact the coronavirus ravaging Christian communities, the program is also focused on providing financial support to the parents of the children it helps. Though the microloans are encouraged to be paid back, return payment is not required, according to ICC. In closing, remember God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Novels Podcast, Episode 6. Today we're reading chapter 5 of the novel and family drama Just Won't Stop with Daniel White III by Daniel White III with Marika White.